Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's day one of requiring real IDs for domestic flights. You will still be able to fly if you don't have one. However, you'll spend extra time going through security. While lines moved at Philadelphia International Airport, KYW's Nigel Thompson says the extra check caused some confusion.
The moment I heard about it is when I went to go check in and look at everything, and I was like, oh, a real ID. Maybe we don't have sufficient documents.
Fortunately, Ashley Fernandez and her partner Ricardo both had passports to get through security seamlessly, but it was still an added stress to an already stressful travel day.
I think it's odd that we're creating another document. It could be really challenging for people to travel because now there's like another thing that they have to have.
Real IDs have actually been 20 plus years in the making as another security enhancement after 9/11. Without one or a passport, those traveling can expect an additional security check.
It could be swabbing you down or another screening by the officers. That's up to the TSA's discretion. They handle all that.
But most importantly, Heather Redfern with the airport said that check could add time to the check-in process. So they're urging travelers to get to the airport even earlier for their flights. At the airport, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia City Solicitor says the Parker administration will litigate if the Trump administration tries to cut off funding because of the city's policy on immigration. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Mayor Parker has said many times that the executive order asserting the city's right to decline detainer requests from immigration authorities is still in force. But she always pivots immediately to her own agenda without addressing how she would respond to a challenge from the Trump administration. So Council President Kenyatta Johnson asked City Solicitor Rene Garcia during her budget hearing. Garcia said there may well be a challenge coming.
In probably a month's time, the Attorney General Pam Bondi will issue letters to cities, counties, and designate them as sanctuary city.
Garcia said Philadelphia does not use that term and feels very sure of the legality of its position, that a judicial warrant is necessary before the city can detain anyone.
We've already litigated this issue. We litigated this issue in 2017 and 2018. They cannot cut off funding. It is very clear. If we have to litigate, then we'll do that. But
I expect to fight.
Garcia said she's not sure if the city will get a letter, but if it does, it would have time to respond. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
They're sick of the trash being dumped in their neighborhoods, and now they want you to see what it's like. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams explains.
The campaign led by Trash Academy and Block by Block is sounding the alarm with a series of videos released every other Wednesday through September featuring block captains who've been fighting illegal dumping for years. The first video features Miss Joyce, who's been calling her council member about the dumping in Nicetown.
I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. You know, I'm 79 this year, so I'm getting older. Enforcement action is the key here.
Philadelphia spends $48 million annually on cleanup-related activities, with 88% of the budget allocated toward abatement rather than prevention or enforcement. David Evans of North Philly is co-founder of Block by Block.
People are dumping construction materials on lots.
There's a site behind an elementary school.
Ironically, there's a convenience center site a block away, but convenience centers don't allow construction materials.
So our idea is to open up all the convenience centers.
He says a start would be just one as a pilot. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and Ensemble Arts is under new leadership. KYW Sherrod A. Howard sat down with the organization's new president and CEO.
It feels like such a natural transition.
Ryan Fleur has worked with the Philadelphia Orchestra for 13 years, and the last four of them with the Kimmel Center, now Ensemble Arts. Andy has a future goal for Philadelphia.
My vision is that every Philadelphia school child walks through our doors, K through 12, and to experience us through the Philadelphia Orchestra or through one of the programs that we provide.
That includes being a larger part of the civic dialogue of Philly through free educational programming and investing in infrastructure for the community in partnership with Temple University.
We're in active conversations with our immediate neighbors all about how we can help animate two important University of the Arts facilities, Hamilton Hall, and then a Terra Hall that Temple University bought.
And he says despite recent federal cuts in funding for the arts in Pennsylvania, his goal is to help fill gaps in resources while calling for the community to participate.
We just received word that we had two grants from the National Endowment for the Arts that were just canceled. Please, just get involved. The more we all thrive, we lift each other up.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.